been facilitating and helping facilitating different JAPA workshops. You are a very serious group, really very, very serious. And I'm totally impressed and also relaxed. Relaxed because now I don't need to push any longer so hard because you're pushing yourself much harder than I could ever do by facilitating. I have also noted and spoken with many devotees that not all the time it was extremely easy for all of you. Some of you went through the desert but kept on walking. When we are chanting dry rounds or when we feel very disqualified, we are sometimes asking ourselves the question, what is the use of doing this? This question arises. There is an answer which comes from, I could give now complicated verses, but I want to take the teachings of our Sampradaya and bring it into a simple analogy. There is great use in struggling. There's great use in making an effort, although we don't feel very ecstatic in our hearts. And the use is that we come closer to Krishna. Chanting is not about enjoying the chanting. Chanting is not about becoming Rasaraj, the king of enjoyments. That position is already happily occupied by the divine couple Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. You will not be able to push Radha and Krishna from the throne and put yourself on that throne, although we sometimes try in material life. Chanting is about giving pleasure. Sometimes we can compare chanting, which is done with effort and which is done without taste, with digging a tunnel out of a prison. The prisoner who digs the tunnel may be engaged for half a year or a year, and all what he sees while he's digging the tunnel is darkness and dirt, nothing more. Only darkness and more earth and more earth. Sometimes the chanter sees this darkness and his own contaminations. However, just like the prisoner when he goes on, comes closer to freedom, the chanter comes with every mantra and every round closer to Krishna. And rest assured, Krishna sees this. You may see darkness and your own contaminations, but Krishna sees my devotee is in the material world. Or, Bhujya Prabhu has really shaken my concept. Krishna sees my devotee is in Tirukadamba, which is not the material world. He is trying, or she is trying. And my devotee, I can see in the face, he is not experiencing great Krishna conscious ecstasy at the moment. But he or she is absolutely becoming closer to me. I had once a very dry face in my chanting, and then Bhurijam Prabhu sent me an email, and I hope he will allow it and not rob the book. So I put it a little bit on the left. I will read to you what he wrote me. And this wonderful simple explanation from Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur I have also found today. He started his letter, "Here is something very nice from Narottam Das Thakur for you." I won't read this to you, it's a little private. And then he wrote, "And this wonderful explanation from Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur I have also found today." Listen to this wonderful explanation which a friend has sent another friend. "For those souls who worship me through Naam Kirtan," is chanting, huh? "and other means, I do not respond in order to make their worship more perfect. So Krishna may be silent when we chant to make us more perfect in our chanting. O gopis who cannot understand my real intention," Krishna says, "not seeing me, those surrendered souls develop deep humility, feeling, alas, alas, everything I have done has been useless because I am an offender. Krishna has not shown even the slightest favor towards me. Let me be damned." We may feel like this after one dry chanting period. Alas, alas, everything I have done has been useless. Because of my offenses, Krishna has not shown me even the slightest favor. Let me be damned. Now comes the positive note, the light. By constantly thinking in this way, those who have not yet developed mature love for me will become free from lust and anger and awaken pure devotion full of power and brilliance. My dear devotees, you have endeavored. You have given your best. Krishna has not always, every minute of the chanting, responded in full kind. However, he has purposefully withheld himself because he wants to make you more perfect. He wants that you yearn more to him. He wants that you think, "Alas, my Lord, I so much want you more and more." So therefore, this has been highly useful. Maybe it was the most useful time in your Krishna consciousness. From that perspective, huh? From that perspective. So, please know that dry or ecstatic chanting is not the point. The point is your endeavor, and Krishna seeing your endeavor, and he responds the way he thinks is perfect. For someone, Krishna might drop an apple on the head, I mean, some prasada might come, here take some prasada. For others, this other mercy might come. For others, he may withhold himself and remain a little bit hidden so that you yearn more for him, that you want him more, and that you really desire him, and then he will come. I wanted to say this much. But really, I mean, it's not a point that I'm impressed, but I was just so happy to see all of you. I mean, amazing, amazing. I'm not saying this to flatter you or saying something. I'm really highly impressed. Ooh, amazing. So, I'm very talkative. I could talk more, but I don't want to. Will you say something, Bhurijam Prabhu?
Something very little.
Yeah.
And something very sweet. Usually one doesn't say, "I'm going to speak something sweet," but I will say it. I will speak something sweet. One thing is Paramananda. What does Paramananda mean? The highest ecstasy. And very similar is Paramananda. Maharaj, Paramananda, which means sweet rice. And this sweet rice is very special because, as Maharaj told me last time, that Srimati Radharani comes every morning and cooks it. There's a pastime about this, how the Prabhupada told, and I'm not going to tell it. But now we will just have Paramananda, and tomorrow we shall hear this pastime.
Mostly from our Maharaj, even.
Yes, Maharaj wanted to tell the pastime himself.
Yes.
Tomorrow. Kal sube.
Uh-huh. You are welcome again and again, 24 hours open. ATM. All time money, no money. Vital bhakti.
Hare Krishna,
Hare
Hare.
Thank you. Those of you who wish to keep chanting, like an ATM. So
one by one we come up.
Come on.
Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Nityananda Maharaj ke jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna,
come here and take sweet rice. Next. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Thank you. Dhanyavad Hrishikesh Maharaj. Hrishikesh Maharaj ki. Go Premanandi.